Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The November ballot will ask whether you support changing Illinois' income tax structure. Vote no on this question. The amendment would end the state's flat rate income tax, but it will not solve our state's fiscal problems. If enacted, the constitutional amendment would no longer require Illinois to have a flat tax, currently set at 4.95% for all Illinoisans. Instead, it would allow the state to enact a progressive tax. These rates would initially vary between 4.75% and 7.99% based on a household's income level. Revenue from this proposed progressive tax structure is unlikely to meet the state's projected deficits and debt obligations that are coming in the next few years. And until our state's politicians get their fiscal house in order, costs will continue to grow and all our taxes will continue to increase. The progressive tax would shift the taxing burden on the highest earners in the state, but raising taxes on the highest earners will not fix our state's financial problems and, in the long run, may only lead to higher taxes for all of us. It is a farce to think the top 3% of Illinoisans will cover this additional multi-billion dollar increase in costs. If asked to do so, these top earners will simply shift assets out of state or will leave Illinois altogether. And when our state reaches that point, who else is there to be taxed? The other 97% of us. We will be left to cover the bill and be forced to pick up the tab like we always do. Additionally, we know most of the revenue from the progressive tax will be spent in two places: our state's exorbitantly high pension costs and debt obligations, and not spent, as proponents claim, on our public schools, social services, and public safety. Lawmakers have been digging themselves into pension and debt holes for decades, and now they expect us, the taxpayers, to pull them out. But we taxpayers did not create these problems. Lawmakers' poor policy decisions did. Taxes should not be raised on the folks that had nothing to do with the policy decisions that got us here. Adding to the already dismal financial situation is our state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The sudden, months-long halt of our state's economy means less tax revenue for the state as businesses are not open, workers are laid off, and consumers stay home. Ironically, proponents will claim these lower tax revenues will be used as further justification to support the progressive tax. Don't be fooled. This unexpected pandemic should not be used to advocate for a change in our Constitution. Now is not the time to enact a progressive tax in Illinois. The progressive tax will not solve our state's financial troubles and will, in the long run, lead to higher taxes for all of us. Let's tell our state lawmakers to get the state's finances in order before they come after ours by voting no on the constitutional amendment in November. Legislation introduced in the U.S. Senate would bring much-needed reform to the Natural Resources Conservation Service Conservation Compliance Program. The NRCS Wetland Compliance and Appeals Reform Act, introduced by Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota, would require the NRCS to provide more evidence in determining wetlands and give farmers more rights in the appeals process. Farmers have been subjected to repeated, unjustified, and costly decisions by the NRCS, as documented by American Farm Bureau. It is important for these issues to be addressed. AFBF has advocated for clear rules and safeguards to ensure the fair treatment of farmers in conservation compliance. When USDA released the Highly Erodible Land and Wetland Conservation Final Rule, it was clear that the issues had not been remedied, thus the need for legislation. After Senate passage earlier that day, President Trump, on September 30th, signed the continuing resolution to keep the government funded through December 11th. The continuing resolution also provides a much-needed reimbursement to the Commodity Credit Corporation. Funds from the Commodity Credit Corporation support farm programs ranging from conservation to risk management. The Halls Act, a bill introduced in the Senate last week, provides agricultural producers much-needed flexibility for hauling agricultural commodities and livestock. Andrew Walmsley, Congressional Relations Director at AFBF, explained key provisions of the legislation in a recent Newsline interview. Walmsley said one of the unique situations that we find ourselves in agriculture is that we are sometimes dealing with live animals or perishable commodities. The animal piece is really key. He said we need to make sure that we are using common sense and have the needed flexibilities to ensure safety. That's what the Halls Act looks to do, is to make sure that perishable commodities like livestock can get to their destination safely, that driver can get to their destination safely, and then driver rests. Last week, the CME Group announced it will be launching a new pork cutout-based contract. The new pork cutout futures and options are intended to be complementary to existing lean hog contracts and aim to provide market participants the ability to manage risk from the live animal through the meat case. CME Group cited an increasing share of animal prices tied to the pork cutout through formula pricing as a key reason for the introduction of that product. The 2018 Farm Bill modified milk pricing rules to facilitate improved risk management for beverage milk processors, cooperatives, and dairy farmers. While the goal of improving risk management was achieved, AFBF Chief Economist John Newton explained in a recent Newsline that the change cost dairy farmers millions of dollars. Newton said it got rid of what was the higher of in the pricing formula and replaced it with a simple average of the Class 3 and 4 milk prices. Further, because of COVID-19 price volatility, that milk price is a lot lower than it would have been otherwise, to the effect of around $400 million in lost revenue for dairy farmers. Does all this time at home have you tired of meal planning? Or are you about to get busy with harvest? Well, we have a solution for you. Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation's Prep Freeze Cook fundraiser is perfect for everyone's busy lives. It comes with 10 prepackaged frozen meals for a family of 2 or 5. All you have to do is throw them in a crock pot, oven, or grill. The prep work is already done. 10 meals for a family of 2 are $85.85, and meals for a family of 5 are $171.70, tax included. To order, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 and request an order form and return it along with your payment. Or go to our Facebook page under Macoupin County Farm Bureau and download the order form there. All checks must be made out to Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation. All orders must be returned no later than October 28, 2020 by 12 p.m. All proceeds go to the Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation to provide local scholarships. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.